Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and we're talking about the healing ministry of Jesus. And he, since he is the commander-in-chief of the church, then everything he says is a command. If he says sorrow not, we don't sorrow. So what do we do? Everything he bore for us on the cross, we resist. Everything. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. He bore our sins. We resist sin. And by his stripes we were healed. Amen. Praise God, we stay healed and we preach healing. Amen. And people say, well, that's all passed away. Well, like Gloria said, what day? And for healing to have passed away, God would have had to change his name. Yes. He said, I am, and I'll Englishize it, I am Jehovah Rapha. I am Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Mm-hmm. I am. Amen. We need to be very cautious about what we say, I am. Yes. I am just dog tired. Well, how tired is a dog? What does the word say? We say, let the weak say, I am strong. And there's times I'll tell Gloria, I'll say, Gloria, I'm just really tired. I've had a long day, but glory to God, I'm strong. I'm strong. But let's get into bed. Amen. Because you have your Bibles right there with you. Pick it up. This is my Bible. I didn't say this is my computer. I've never had the batteries run down on this one. This is my Bible. This is God speaking to me. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Which is all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I have it. It's mine. This is the word of my Father. I am his very own child. It's the word of my Lord and Savior. It's the word of my commander. And I am his to command. My will is his will. So that his will is my will. I'm eager to find it. And to know it. And I am led by the Spirit of God. According to his promise. I believe it. I have it. I receive it. And I thank my God for it. I'm blessed to own this book. Give him praise. Now, there's not anything wrong with the computer. But can you imagine my grandchildren one day coming down and my great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, I found Papa's iPad. Are you kidding me? That iPad will be so obsolete that you can't even get batteries for it. I found Papa's Bibles. His Bibles. Praise God. And I was blessed that Clay Travis, most of you know Clay, he was going through some things and that had been in my desk, but they had taped over my office in the headquarters building, and to make room. And they had packed a Bible away that was given to me by my mother. And the dates are in there. The date is in there, the date when Gloria and John and Kelly and I were baptized in water by Brother Harold Nichols at Grace Temple Church. And the date is in there. Amen. Isn't that precious? Yes. That goes in the archives. Yes. And I, of course, in that Bible is 56 years old. And of course, it just marked up all over the place. But even my style of marking has changed. But I don't make lines without there being straight lines. I don't like wiggly lines. You can do what you want to do. My lines are straight. Isn't that precious? These things are very precious. Extremely precious. This is my Father. This is my God. And as I've told you before, I was driving and I was praying. I was just talking to the Lord, and I said, You talk to Moses face to face. I wish you'd talk to me face to face. You talk to him face to face. And that just, and it rose up on the inside of me. He said, Kenna, you have everything I said to Moses. It's all in the book. He said, you have everything I said to Joshua. You have everything I said to all the prophets. You have everything I said. Now you've ought to be more appreciative of it. I drove off the side of the road and wept like a baby. I realized in that book I had everything he said. And he picked out certain special occasions so we would be able to follow Jesus' method of operation. The way he heals certain people and things that he said to them. And what meant unbelief to him. Which is no faith at all. But the nice way of saying it is unbelief. Well, we don't have any unbelief in here. Amen. What is unbelief? Unbelief. There's no such thing as non-belief. You're sitting there believing something right now. You're either believing my tie's crooked or, you know, you're believing all the time. All the time. Except when you're asleep. You're believing something all the time. Well, I believe I'll go to bed. And what is a quality decision of faith? Well, that's easy. Well, I think I'm going to fast here for a few days. No, you're about to eat the three or four or five of the biggest meals you've ever had in your life because the devil said you thought you was going to do it. But you say, food will not cross my lips for the next 3.5 days while I go before the Lord. You won't even get hungry. Mm-hmm. I think I'll go to the store. Well, I think I might need to go. There's some things I need to pick up. You're not going to the store. You might. I believe I'm going to the store this morning. I need to get on over there. Now you've made a decision and believe it. Now you're working out a way for time to get loose and go to that specific store, whatever it was. Class, this is how simple faith and decisions are. Now you make decisions based on this book. Now you have a foundation upon which to build that decision. And when you build it on the book, faith will come. So preach to yourself. Preach to yourself. One man said, do you talk to yourself? And the other man said, well, yeah, I need to talk to somebody that's got some good sense once in a while. Talk to yourself. Now, last week when we were talking about discussing the chain of command, I woke up about 3:30 or 4 o'clock, wide awake. And Billy Adams, our first employee of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and from what I had learned from my spiritual father, you put prayer first. Amen. He said prayer is the base of all Christian success and failure.
Yes, it is.
Not knowing what to pray, how to pray, so forth. So we built a prayer chapel first before we built headquarters or anything. And Billy Adams, we hired her first. She came in to pray. And she turned into a praying machine. And I thought about her, and the Lord said, just came up in my spirit. I was already laying there in the bed smiling about it anyway. He said, Kenneth, do you think that I instructed you to build that prayer chapel so Billy would have a place to work? Well, I brought it in here then to you. No, it was his plan. It was his following his command authority. That was the first thing. And so the first employee of KCM was a prayer. Number one, the first structure at Oral Roberts University was the prayer tower and that eternal flame on the top. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So these things are vital things. And I want to reiterate something. Don't major in minors. Don't major in minor things. How do you get away from that? You major in what the commander tells you to major in. In every service, every situation, something that's strong in that situation may not be something he wants you to preach every time you preach. And I've had situations occur, and I preached on it, and then I've heard the Lord say, don't stop preaching on that till I tell you. More than once, I wound up preaching on it a year, particularly after 9/11. I heard it the next day. And I had a meeting coming the next week. Following that, on the way to the venue, it rose up on the inside of me. Strip the fear out of the body of Christ. They have no business with it. Yes. So I started in on the scriptures and so forth, and we wrote books, No Fear Here, Caps, No Fear Here, that fear is not okay. And a whole development concerning the power and the force of fear came out of that. And it goes all the way into the book of Revelation. The whoremongers and the fearful shall find their place in the lake of fire. Well, is a little fear okay? No, it is not okay. Because of the spirit behind it. Yes. If a little fear is okay, then you and I are going to have to preach that, you know, just a little whoring around is all right. Not hardly. So what do you do in things like this? You check the neighborhood. You check out what God has to say about fear. You check out what Jesus had to say about fear. Where Jairus was concerned, And the death messenger came and said, your little daughter's dead. Bother the master no longer. Jesus answered and said, fear not. Believe only, she will be made whole. Yes. How did he come against death? Fear not. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. That's a command. So what do? You resist it. You resist it. So taking authority over it and resisting it is so necessary. So now, I personally bought a little Cessna 172 for Gloria to learn how to fly. And she did. Excellent pilot. Has 88 hours. And decided she didn't want to do any of that anymore. Anyway, we flew down to Kerrville, Texas. We flew down there to check on some of our partners down there and flew that little 172. And I asked her, I said, you want to fly down? She said, no, you fly. I don't want to do that. Well, the starter on that airplane is a key starter. Well, the magnetos, you have two on every engine because they keep it redundant. But then, of course, there's a battery. We came back out to the airplane. It's on a Sunday afternoon, mid-afternoon. So we got in there. And I hit this. Now, it didn't work. And I thought, I don't know what happened to that battery. Anyway, I said, now, Gloria, I'm going to have to prop this thing. I went through the whole prop procedure with her several times. And I said, now, I'm going to have to get out front and take this thing by the propeller. And so, and of course, I wanted to move it to the compression stroke and do it this way. And of course, you want to get out of the way of the thing. So I moved it and it fired. It started with the contact off. I knew immediately what had happened. The P lead was broken. I didn't check it. The way to have checked that was come when I'm taxiing in, turn it off, the engine would not have died. So what should I have done then? Put it right back in place, turn right around and fly right back home. Never get out of it. Do you think I ever miss doing that again? Every time on a piston engine airplane. So we were flying back home. I was just sitting there thinking it through. It came up on the inside of me. Why weren't you afraid? And that didn't sound like the Lord to me. And I just said out loud, what's there to be afraid of? Nothing to be afraid of. Had I not known what I was doing, I'd have just set the brakes on that airplane and found us a room and stayed there. And in hindsight, that's probably what I should have done anyway. But I didn't have any fear of it. And I said, well, Lord, he said, well, didn't you deal with the spirit of fear in your life? I said, yes, sir. And I wasn't any more afraid than I am right now. But I learned from it. Fear will kill you. Yes. That's a necessary teaching. Check it out in this book. How many times it says, fear not, in the Bible, or phrase, don't fear, fear not. The Lord would appear and say, fear not. An angel would appear and say, fear not. Well, that's a commandment. Yes. Stop that spirit of fear. Yes. Stop it now. Yes. You can manage it, but get rid of it. It's a spirit. Now then, take for instance, the pastor of a church. And he's pastor of a small church. And he's an old rodeo cowboy. And so he takes a few rodeos to supplement his income. And he turns out to be a bull rider. There's something wrong with him, to start with. Anyway. And he gets out there and he crawls on that big old animal and rides him and he goes and gets back in his truck and he thinks, well, I picked up a little money today, but dear God, what are we going to do about the bills on this church? He's not afraid of that bull because he's trained himself not to be. But the spirit of fear is still there. The bills on the church. That's the reason he's riding a bull, because he's afraid. This book. How do we know? Well, now that I opened this up, we'll take it up in the next session tomorrow. But be ready in 1 John. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? Yes. No, you didn't. You heard what the Lord told me to say. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
At KCBC, it's not just about what I learn, but it's about who I'm becoming.
They don't only teach me how to preach, they equip me to lead with confidence and purpose.
They don't just talk about faith. I see them walk it out every day.
This isn't just a school. This is the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts and put them into action. Grow spiritually, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here.
At KCBC, I discovered my identity.
My purpose. My community.
My confidence.
I discovered my calling.
KCBC is an accredited college. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org.
The Word of God is full of power. It created the universe. It separates life from death and light from darkness. It is the ultimate and final authority. Get the Integrity of God's Word package, which includes the Integrity of God's Word MP3 teaching and study guide by Kenneth Copeland, and learn to release the power of God's Word. The words you speak are like containers that carry power. Just like God used His faith to speak creation into existence, you can apply your faith in His Word to create a life of victory. Learn to live above the pressures of this life. When you make the Word final authority in your life, fear will bow every time. Invest time in the Word. Listen to the Holy Spirit and expect to receive revelation knowledge you need for every situation in life. Speak it out in faith and experience the integrity of God's Word. Request your free copy of Integrity of God's Word package, available at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Build an unshakable life on the Word that is not only always accurate, timely, and pertinent, but which is also filled with power to change your world. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren.
Through Jesus, you can live a life without fear. For some people, that may be a new concept. With so much going on in the world around you, you may be asking, how is that even possible to live without fear? Well, the truth is, God is love, that's who He is, and there is no fear in Him. On the outside, you may look like you have it all together, but on the inside, you're worried, fretful, and stressed out about the future for your family, your finances, or your health. It's not okay to have fear, even just a little, because fear involves torment. 1 John 4:18 says, God's perfect love cast out all fear. And in 2 Timothy 1:7, we see that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You can have a calm, well-balanced mind with sound judgment and self-control. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Choosing a life in God's love without fear starts with receiving Jesus into your heart and making Him the Lord of your life. So pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. Thank you that I'm born again and I'm filled with the new life of God. Amen. Praise God. A great exchange just took place. Jesus gave you His life and all the victories He's won. You are now a joint heir with Jesus, seated with Him in heavenly places. And as a child of God, you have access to everything that God has. There's so much more to learn about who you are in Christ Jesus and the blessing of the Lord. So, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has put together some free resources to send you, and it's called the Salvation Package. It includes a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other information to help you start reading and studying your Bible. Get to know your Heavenly Father. He wants to spend time with you and show you the glorious future He's planned for your life. The Salvation Package is a gift to you, so request yours today on kcm.org.
So glad you could be with us today. I don't know, the Lord just took me from one place to the other. And, surely you can find Romans 10 tomorrow. Praise God. But until then, remember this. God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, request the Salvation Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, free on kcm.org/salvation.